Join the conversation
on the Cape Talk app, online and across the Cape on 567 AM.
You're with Cape Talk.
Now, we're going to have a conversation about where our personal and professional lives intersect. And this arises from an SMS from our listener, Tony. Earlier this week, I was chatting to the SPCA about the case in Veldtriff, the terrible video of those two young guys abusing the seal pup and the investigation which has followed. They've been identified, charges have been laid, etc. But during that conversation, Tony sent me an SMS asking what has happened to the man in Johannesburg who was caught on camera dumping his dead dog's body in somebody else's street. I don't know if you've seen this footage. It's a couple of weeks old now, but essentially the guy, clear as daylight, on a CCTV camera of some sort, you see the car pulling up in a quiet suburban street. The driver gets out, opens the boot. You can see him very deliberately looking around to make sure that there is nobody there to witness what he's about to do. And then he pulls from the boot of his car the body of a dog and just hurls it to the ground and drives away. It's horrible to watch. And it's horrible to read the explanation of what happened. And I'll share it with you after the 1:30 news headlines and share with you the consequences which have spilled over into that man's professional life. We'll chat to lawyer Emma Sadlier about that intersection between the personal and the professional as well. Thank you so much, Wesley. Right, back to the story of the dog and the job that may be at risk. Tony's question was, what's happened to that guy? Well, the answer, Tony, is he may well be losing his job, or if not his job, at least his senior management position on the back of that incident. As I mentioned, the incident was caught on CCTV video camera footage. They were able to trace the number plate of the car. It led them to the owner, who turned out to be not just a lawyer, but a senior lawyer, the head of litigation at one of the largest law firms in Sandton, Bowman Gilfillan. And in the initial period after that incident came to light, the firm distanced itself from it, saying they've looked into it, they're aware of it, they regard it as a personal matter that doesn't involve the firm. But things have changed since then. In the last day or so, a couple of days anyway, they've now posted an updated statement on the firm's Facebook page, which reads as follows. This behavior is not reflective of the firm's culture or values and cannot be condoned. Following further investigation and as an initial step, we have asked the partner to step down from his management role with immediate effect, and he has agreed to do so. We've also placed him on special leave to allow him time to deal with the consequences of his actions. Now, the consequences, well, the SPCA is saying it is following up from a legal perspective. The possible charges relate to illegal dumping. There is no allegation of animal cruelty involved here. The man's explanation is that his wife had accidentally run over and killed their dog, and he was driving around distraught, not knowing what to do with the body, and couldn't find a vet to drop it at, and so left it in the road. It's a ridiculous explanation. Anyone who's ever driven around Joburg and seen how many vets there are should know that. But be that as it may, he has accepted responsibility. He has offered an apology, and he has said to the SPCA, I will do whatever I can to make this right. Let me do community service for you, etc. But the fact remains, his job has been impacted, and some people are responding to that news saying, hey, that's not fair. It's got nothing to do with his ability to do his job as a lawyer. I know someone who has very strong feelings on this matter, Emma Sadlier, who we often speak to in terms of social media whoopsies. Emma, this is a slightly different scenario, but it plays into a lot of the things we chat to you about. So great to have you back with us again. Good afternoon.
Thanks for having me. Sure. Yeah, it's one of those things that pops up in the corporate context all the time. And my strong view these days, Pippa, is that there is no such thing as personal capacity on social media. You know, I think you are who you are in the real world when you go online. And actually what we're seeing here is this is what is happening in the real world now, is people documenting it and that landing up online, having as serious consequences as people messing up directly on social media. Mm. So I think that as soon as you can be associated with your company, as soon as the association can be made by the general public, often, you know, the digital vigilante mob who make it their business to try and find out where does that person work, and let's tell the employer about what this person's been up to, either in the real world or online. And it works very quickly. You know, I've been working on this concept that I'm calling vicarious reputational liability, which is really just what I'm seeing is that every time somebody messes up it's the company's reputation that takes the knock. And the reason for that is that the digital vigilante mob has worked out that the most likely consequence of somebody messing up on social media is an employment law consequence. You know, there may be a criminal prosecution. It might be criminal inuria. It might be defamation. In this case, issues around criminal prosecution by the SPCA. But they've worked out that the likeliest and certainly the quickest is that that person should be fired, bringing the company into disrepute. And bringing the company into disrepute is actually a very broad category. It's really anything that makes it look bad that the company is prepared to be associated with you. So what happens is they find out very quickly, and often using platforms like LinkedIn. You know, Adam Anderson is a very high-profile person. Just by sight, a lot of people would recognize him. He has had this job of being head of litigation at Bowman Gilfillan for a long time. So he really is almost sort of a celebrity in the community. But I think what we're realizing more and more, Pippa, is that we all become that celebrity, because I'll see somebody's messed up on social media. The first thing I do is find out where they work, usually on platforms like LinkedIn. So I'll Google them. Where does that person work? And then I'm going to send that material to the boss, to the employer, and say, look what this person's been up to. Are you happy to be associated with this person? And that means that I don't think personal capacity exists anymore. And what was very interesting in the Adam Anderson case was that Bowman initially released a statement saying it's a personal matter, and then very quickly retracted that and said he's been stripped of his managerial positions and he's been placed on special leave, which was a huge retraction, actually, from the original statement. And I think that is just simply because of the public pressure that was being placed on the company because of what Adam Addison did outside of work hours, outside of work premises, but filmed, documented, and that content landing up on social media.
Emma, does it matter more perhaps because it is a legal firm and there is this expectation that the people working there should be seen to uphold the law at all times?
Absolutely, you know, and I think it's got matters of integrity, and obviously the content matters. You know, it depends very much on the nature of your job. You know, people always ask me, oh, well, what are you saying, Emma? Does that mean I can't say anything? Does that mean I can't do anything these days because people are filming it and it'll be documented and put online? And my message isn't that. My message has always been, if you wouldn't put it on a massive billboard next to a huge photo of your face, your name and the name of the company you work for, then you shouldn't be putting it online and you shouldn't be letting that content exist in digital format. And, you know, people say to me, oh, well, I'm a vegan and I've got very, very strong views about animal rights. So can I be putting stuff on Facebook about, you know, about abattoirs and things like that? Well, then I say, well, yes, if you would put it on a billboard. But if you work for, I don't know, a meat company, then you shouldn't be airing those views. So I think really the delineation between the personal and the professional happens very quickly these days. And the message has to just be that you are who you are in the real world when you go online. And there's no magic wand you can wave that suddenly your duties and obligations to your employer no longer exist. You know, I often see people who put on Twitter in their bios, I work at X company, but I tweet in my personal capacity. Well, let me tell you, that is not a magic wand. And if the first tweet below that bio is you using the K word, well, I don't even have to go and look at your LinkedIn account and see where you work. The association with your company becomes that much more obvious, and therefore your duties to the company are even more important. And, you know, so it is important with the regulated professions, you know, anything to do with the financial sector, legal sector, the medical professionals, all those ethical obligations, I would say don't just apply online. They apply more so online because everything online is so public and so permanent.